So take two on this one. Time to try again.
Oh yeah. All right. So I don't want to talk about Joker again.
we'll just recap it real quick. Short version: we don't want this Joker movie because we don't think it's needed.
No.
I guess we just move on to another from one movie another.
Okay, so the Joker thing, like, is it supposed to is it supposed to be, like, canon? Like, is that supposed to be?
I don't know if it's supposed to be canon. It might be supposed to be canon, like in like the DCU, like their cinematic universe. But I doubt it's like canon comic stuff.
Okay. All right, so, like, I think that's where I would, like, be mad at. Like, if it was canon, or, like, if they were, like, trying. Like, I don't know. Like, if the actual studio, like, actual DC was like, hey, this is a good idea, right? Like, we should just make an entire movie about this dude and kind of go against what we already had, you know?
Yeah. I just think, because DC's been so, like, reluctant to say anything about the Joker's backstory and his origin, that them releasing, like, a Joker origin story movie, it's kind of, like, counterintuitive.
Oh, that, and it's just, like, out of nowhere. Like, yeah. Like, if you were going to do that, at least ease into it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know it's been going on for a while. I know, like, the Batman series is going on. But, I mean, if you were, like, going to announce, like, hey, we're doing an origin story, I mean, I would think that you would need to, like, have, like, a couple of, because, like, I know a couple of movies at least touched onto it, you know?
Yeah.
Like, oh, he fell into an acid pit, you know, just stuff like that.
I don't even think they're going with that origin story.
I don't think so either.
From what it looked like, he was, when I watched the trailer earlier today, it was, he was dressed as a clown in front of, like, a joke shop, I think.
Yeah.
And I don't know where they're going with that at all yet.
I don't know, it might be a new Pennywise movie.
Yeah, I agree with that. Ledger should have been the last Joker. Yeah.
Well, yeah. He should have. I mean, like, I guess if you were going to make new Batman movies,
You'd need a new Joker,
but, like, wait, whoa. They didn't. No, never mind. I was going to say, did they kill off the Joker? I know there was, like, some things
I thought they did. I thought Gotham was over.
Hold on. Yeah.
The show, you know the show Gotham. And
yeah,
stuff.
I know. Yeah.
The Joker in that show is pretty good.
Yeah,
he's
good.
Not the Joker in the show, but
he's not the he's Joker, the Joker. But he's. he is good. I like him.
Yeah, I like him in The Giver too. The guy that plays the Joker in Gotham.
Yeah.
It's very very different characters, so it's like.
I liked. No, I can't say that. Never mind. I mean, I know like the cartoon version. Like, they killed him, didn't they?
I'm not sure if they actually killed him, but
I thought they killed him.
Second best Batman, Mark Hamill. Like, Hamill, second best Batman.
That's, yeah. Who's the, never mind. Okay, so, there's, like, a whole, like, out of all the Spider-Mans, which one do you think is the best one?
Which one do I, okay, so, the best Spider-Man, I think, was probably Tobey Maguire, but I think the best Peter Parker has been Tom Holland.
I get that. Because, oh, man. Yeah. Because, like, okay, because I'm really nostalgic, at least with Spider-Man, you know?
Yeah.
So, I think that just, ooh, Tobey Maguire just has a little place in my heart, you know? Mm-hmm. That little pizza time phrase gets me, you know?
Yeah, and then the little dance he does.
Oh, heck yeah. Dude, I don't know, man. Like, that's why I love Spider-Man, was just him. I don't know. So, I do like Tom. I can't speak right now. I had a headache all day, and so I could barely speak right now.
Yeah, boy. Yeah, Maguire is probably, like, the best Spider-Man. And then, I don't know, the animated series, like, the animated Spider-Mans, they tend to be pretty good, too. But I might be saying that because and like Ultimate Spider-Man, Nolan North was there as Deadpool.
Oh yeah. I still haven't seen the animated, but you know, animated Spider-Man film.
Oh, the Spider-Verse. I haven't seen it yet either.
I really want to see it. I know it's, you know. Yeah. Well, that too. Yeah. Wait, okay. Yeah, I know they have had, like, different spider boys in there.
Yeah, I want to see.
I heard they were all really good.
Yeah, there's, like spider hams there. Yeah. Which, if anyone doesn't know, that's Spider-Man as a pig.
That's Spider-Man
as a pig. So you got Spider-Ham and you got Spider-Gwen, who's just Simpsons Gwen Stacy.
Okay, Spider-Pig, that or Spider-Ham, whatever, that came from The Simpsons, right?
I'm sure it probably did. I don't know, like, for sure, but there's, like, a whole Marvel universe where everyone's an animal.
Oh. What is that? Spider-Pig? Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. That thing. Right? Yeah. I kind of want a pig just so I can call it Spider-Pig. Oh. You think people do that?
Like, get a pig to call it Spider-Pig? I don't know. I think pigs are,
buy animals based off of superheroes.
It's possible. I just know that pigs are terrified of heights. So if you, put a pig on the... Yeah.
So that's just... It's horrible. Like, oh, man. Like, so all of them? Okay, well, like, what if they have different personalities?
So I don't know, but I just know you're supposed to cover a pig's eyes so they don't get scared when you pick them up.
Oh, man.
Because Katarina has a pig.
Yeah.
And she was saying that
she has a lot of things.
Like four dogs and a pig, I
think. A chicken, horse.
I don't think she has a horse.
Maybe not a horse, but like chickens and all. Yeah, we get that's the song.
It's one of the only songs I know from The Simpsons, because I haven't watched The Simpsons.
I watched that like it was a religion.
Yeah, I watched, mostly watched Avatar The Last Airbender.
I get that.
Spider-Man Noir is the only Spider-Man to actually use actual weapons.
Okay, well, okay, so... Does his webs count as weapons? Like, if he just, grabs somebody with his web and, hey, yeet, you know? Like, is that...
just yeet someone across the room with
Yeah, like, is that considered a weapon, or is that considered, his prosthetic?
Well, you know? As I learned from Teenage Mutant and Ninja Turtles, everything's a weapon.
It's good words to live by.
Yeah. I mean, you saw Heath Ledger with that pin. That was the best... One of the best magic tricks I've ever seen. Oh, I have no idea where that pin went.
Yeah, how did he do that, though?
Man, the magician never reveals their secrets. We'll never know.
We'll never know. Man. I didn't, I had hints that...
Faculty, listen up real quick. Students, listen up. But also...
Got it.
Ms. Garrison's class for 8th period will report to the cafeteria. Ms. Hepner's class will report... for 8th grade will report to the cafeteria.
Okay.
All library classes will meet in the cafeteria.
Library classes?
Mr. Guthrie's class will meet in the Fine Arts Center, the auditorium area.
Okay.
All other students, except those still testing, will report to your normal 8th period classroom.
Are you sure?
All other students, except those still testing, will report to your normal 8th period class whenever the bell rings.
Got it.
So... I gather that the bell's about to ring.
Maybe.
So, well, it's 2:52.
Do you usually talk to the announcements? I like to talk to them.
I don't usually talk to the announcements, but that's going to be the end of this stream. So, we'll be back sometime soon, maybe. Probably. So
I gotta yeet out of here.
All right, well, see you then.